We're holding the Rambam, the introduction to Mishnah. We're at page Chaf Gimel. And the Rambam has told us that when God gives prophecy for bad, then that prophecy doesn't necessarily remain. Sometimes God could say something bad will happen, and then the people will repent. So they won't get the bad thing happen, just like happened by Jonah. By Jonah, he said, the city will be overturned. They repented. So then God rescinded the prophecy. God told Ahav that he's going to get punished. He repented. So God said, okay, he won't get punished. I'll bring the punishment in a later generation. So if a prophet says a prophecy that something bad will happen, and then it doesn't happen, that doesn't mean he's a false prophet. But if a prophet says that something good is going to happen, then it must happen. As our sages told us, anything God said for good, even on condition, God doesn't rescind. If God said something good's going to happen, it happens. So then the question we're going to have to deal with is, how come Yaakov was fearful? How do we understand that Yaakov was scared after God had promised him good things are going to happen? As the verse says, God promised him, behold, I'm with you, I'll watch you wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Yaakov was scared, maybe he'll die. As the verse says, Yaakov was very fearful. Our sages explained by Nyanahu, that he was worried maybe his sin had caused him that he would die now in the confrontation with his brother Esau. The Huma Shamru, that's what our sages said, Kasabal Shema Igomachet. He thought maybe his sin would cause that. Yorezet, this seems to indicate, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yavtech B'Tovah V'Yigvu Avonot Lo'et Ke'ema Tovahu, that even though God promises something good, if one has many sins, then the good doesn't happen. Now the Rambam had just said that it doesn't work that way. If it works that way, then you can never test the prophet. The Rambam said, there must be a way to test the prophet, so it must be that if he says a prophecy for good, then that prophecy that God doesn't rescind. And he quoted verses that say that. Hashem says, I never rescind a prophecy for good. So how come Yaakov was worried? Maybe his sins caused him that prophecy would be overturned. The Yesh Ladat, so we have to know, says the Rambam, Shinyan Zeh Eino Ela Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ben HaNavi. That this was an issue that was between God and the prophet. When God tells Yaakov personally, I will do something good for you, then if Yaakov sins, God doesn't have to maintain the prophecy for good. But if God tells a prophet, Leftiach bnei adam, to promise other people bibsurat tova, with good news, b'ma'amal muchlat pilotnai, God tells them, tell them this good thing will happen. And God doesn't add any conditions, God just says, this good thing will happen. Then, if the good doesn't happen, that's impossible. Must be a false prophet. So the Rambam is making a distinction here. He's saying, if God tells a prophet a private prophecy, like God told Yaakov, between me and you, Yaakov, I'm with you. Whatever happens, I'm with you. Yaakov knew that kind of prophecy, even though it was for good, if Yaakov sins, then God won't be with him. But if there's a prophecy that God gives the prophet to tell over to other people, then God says, once you say it over to other people, if it's for good, it won't be overturned unless God stipulates conditions. If not so, says Rambam, we'd have no way to verify whether prophecy is true or not. And God gave us this principle in the Torah, that we could test the prophet by seeing if his promises come true. And Jeremiah, when he had his confrontation, his argument with Hananiah ben Azur, he referred to this great principle. For they were standing before the king, and the prophet Jeremiah was saying, bad things are going to happen, people are going to die. He said, you should know the king Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, will overcome. He will be successful and destroy the temple. So we're standing near the period of we're standing a few years before the destruction of the temple. Yirmiyahu is standing there and saying, we will lose. Nebuchadnezzar will destroy the temple. And standing opposite him was a false prophet, Hananiah ben Azur. And he was saying, no, good things are going to happen. He said, the vessels that the Babylonian king has already captured and taken to Babylon, they're going to return to Jerusalem. So he said a prophecy for good. And when Yirmiyahu was arguing with him, he said to him, going with our principles that we've maintained שאם לא תתקיים נבואתי ולא יגבר נבוכדנצר, ירמיהו told him, if my prophecy doesn't come true, if Nebuchadnezzar does not overcome, וישובו כלי בית השם, and in essence, and what will really happen, if what will happen is that Nebuchadnezzar will not destroy us, and what you said will come true, that the vessels of Hashem will be returned to the temple, כמו שאתה אומר, like you say, אין זה הדבר מכחיש לנבואתי, that doesn't contradict my prophecy, אולי הקדוש ברוך הוא ירחם עליכם, maybe God will have compassion over you. אבל אם לא יתקיים דברך, but Yirmiyahu told them, if your prophecy doesn't come true, you prophesize for good. You, Hananiah ben Azur, said that good things will happen, that we will win, we will overcome, and we'll get our vessels back. ולא ישובו כלי בית השם, if what happens is that the vessels do not return, תזה יתברר שנבואתך שקר, then it will be clear that your prophecy is false, לא תתקיים לך נבואה, עד יתקיימו המועדים הטובים שהבטחת בהם. And your prophecy isn't validated until the good things that you said happen. והוא שאמר, and that's what Yirmiyahu told him, אך שמע נא הדבר הזה, but listen please to this point Yirmiyahu told him. אשר אנוכי דובר באוזניך ובאוזני כל העם, that I will speak in your ears and the ears of the nation. הנביאים אשר היו לפני ולפניך מן העולם, the prophets that preceded you and me forever, וינבאו אל ארצות רבות ועל ממלכות גדולות למלחמה ולרעה ולדבר. The prophets that prophesied to many lands about wars and bad things happening and the plague. הנביא אשר ינבא לשלום, if a prophet says that peace will happen, בבוא דבר הנביא ובדה הנביא אשר שלחו השם באמת, then we can verify that the prophet said truth. רצונו לומר בדבר הזה, his point was when he said in this thing, שהנביאים הם מתנבאים מול לטוב ולרע, when prophets say good and bad, לא נוכל לדעת מכל דברים שהתנבאו לרע אם צדקו בעדותם או חזבו. When prophet says bad things will happen, you cannot verify whether he's telling the truth or he's lying. Because if the bad thing doesn't happen, like we just said, maybe God rescinded it. Maybe God had extra compassion. Maybe they repented. When can we verify if they're telling the truth? When they say something good will happen and it comes true. And when a prophet's prophecy is validated, as we've explained, and then he gets a reputation like the prophet Shmuel and Elio and other prophets, יש לנביא הוא יכולת לעשות בתורה דבר שלא יוכל בשר זולתו לעשותו. That prophet has the authorization to do something with the Torah that no one else can do. And now the Rambam is going to take us to the concept of הוראת שעה, that a prophet can sometimes say, now, today, eat chametz on Pesach. On a one-time basis, a prophet can tell us to transgress the Torah, and that's when we will pick up next week. In this concept of Hora'at Sha'am, we're holding page Chaf Dalet, about eight lines from the bottom. B'hu Ma She'ani Omer, we're going to pick up over here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.
Why?